And welcome
Let's
back
go.
To the Tuned In Podcast.
Yes,
it's been
sir.
A good week. Been a great, great week. A
yes,
lot of good
has.
News in sports. BYU's got a new coach. The Jazz have got some spicy comments coming out of the press conference. Lots of good stuff. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. And, you know, as Jim Harbaugh's dad would say, who has it better than us? We are so
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen.
We're so blessed.
Yeah, it's a good time to be alive.
Yes, it is. As mentioned, we have a lot of really awesome things to talk about today. So don't forget, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like you probably already are. Share it with a friend. And also follow our Instagram. We're going to try to be posting more on there about our episodes, questions, discussions. We'd love to hear your opinions and get you involved in the podcast as well. And this is episode 25 of Tuned In Jazz. All right. Well, if you're not excited to be a Jazz fan right now, kind of understandable, but I think
it's fair. It's fair.
You need to go listen to this Danny Ainge interview because it'll get you hyped. I don't know. I felt hyped after listening to this. What were your thoughts?
I guess this is what the fans needed to hear.
Because we
kind of suffered through. It's been a tough season, and last season was pretty much copy-paste of this season if you put them both together with those trades and kind of how they both went. But I do like to see the optimism from Danny Ainge. He's such a great guy.
But
I'm glad he's our GM.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard sometimes when you don't know like what's going on behind the scenes to trust the process. So it's like it brings your heart a little bit of peace when you know what's going on a little better.
Yeah, for sure. And I honestly don't envy his job at all. Because, like, there's so many. Like, I think we were talking before the episode, there's some Jazz fans that are, like, pretty upset with the front office or just their fandom, right? But it's all in good fun. We just want to see some good basketball. And honestly, Danny, you just do your thing. I'll be with you along for the ride no matter what. So it'll be good.
We just trust he knows what he's doing. Was there any like things that stuck out to you from what he said? I know there was a lot he talked about, but what were your thoughts?
I think the main thing everyone's talking about is he had that quote where he said that we're going big game hunting this offseason.
Yeah.
I want to ask, what do you think is big game for the Jazz this offseason?
Something interesting. Somebody talked about in that press conference, somebody was asking him like what his thoughts were on all of these teams that might implode this offseason, like the Lakers and Warriors were the ones mentioned, and going and getting some of those guys. I really hope that big game hunting doesn't mean like Klay Thompson and D'Angelo Russell or, you know, like I hope when he says big game hunting, I hope he's talking about guys like
Trae Young.
Trae Young would be a big piece for sure. It would change the whole dynamic of our roster. I mean, Dame Lillard's, I don't think he's staying in Milwaukee, but it sounds like he wants to go to Miami, but
hey,
you never know.
He looked pretty good in that first playoff game. I'm not going to lie. Who knows?
He did.
I will say there's one fun quote that Danny Ainge said. He said, we're not really interested in dinosaurs. We're interested in like good 6 or 7 year veterans. Those are good players. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting, but I would agree. I would say, I don't know what big game will be this offseason because free agency isn't too crazy. And of course, not everybody's trying to go to Utah in free agency.
Yeah.
So I think they're playing it just right. We build up our assets as much as we can, and we just need to remain ready for when somebody becomes available. Because we never know what could happen. Maybe Luka could be upset with his situation, you know, or there's all these other star players across the league that could become available in trade. So,
I don't know.
It's hard to say for me, like, who it's going to be, honestly.
Yeah, that was kind of my thought, too. I remember I had a long car drive, so I had a chance to listen to the whole thing. But all these, like, reporters kept asking him, like, what's the plan? Like, what are you going to get a guard, a big man? What do you want? And, like, I just love his answer, which was just simply, like, we don't necessarily have a plan. Like, We know what type of player we want. We know what type of deal we want to make. And we're ready whenever that deal becomes available. And somebody else asked him, like, why didn't you, you know, they were asking him about why he chose to not just blow things up before the season started. And I never thought about this, but he said that the Jazz wanted to be ready if that guy became available, that they could compete this season. And which I never really thought of, which is kind of interesting. So I think we don't know if it's going to happen this offseason or this season, next season, but it's going to happen. We're ready. We're ready to go.
And I think what this also makes me feel like is even if we can't get that guy that we're trying to trying to get, like this multiple time all-star veteran type player that may or may not become available, at least we found out that even if we're trying to lose, we're still like a borderline playoff team.
Oh yeah.
If it weren't for that trade, we might have been in the 9-10 range of the playoffs last year. I think we easily could have been in the play-in, but I like the idea that we're not trying to be in the play-in. We're trying to get to be competitive and have a chance for a championship. And so that, I think Jazz fans, just be patient. Mm-hmm. We'll make it happen. Yeah. Anything else from Danny Ainge that you like thought was interesting?
Yeah, there was a couple things. I think one big one was he mentioned that the Jazz are really not looking to have, you know, six players under 20 years old going into training camp next year. He said that that's wouldn't be the end of the world, but that that would be like plan B or C or D or whatever far down the line. So I think they're, along with his quote of big game hunting, I think the Jazz are going to be pretty active. But that being said, he did mention who was going to be playing in our summer league. So as of right now, barring any injuries, of course, we got Keyonte, Taylor Hendricks, Bryce Sensabaugh, no surprise there, Walker Kessler, and then four guys who could possibly join as well, Jason Preston, Kenny Lofton, Darius Baisley, and then he also mentioned they want to bring back Johnny Juzang, but that's still...
I love that.
That's a question mark because he's a free agent, so... It'll be an exciting summer league, I think.
Yeah, honestly, all those players like played significant minutes, at least at the end of the year. Jason Preston was all G League first team, if that gives you anything. But
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. I will say, out of all those guys, the one that's impressed me the most, aside from our rookies, is Johnny Juzang. I think he's not going to be anything flashy or crazy, but I think he could be like a Georges Niang off the bench for us, like a new version of that. So I'd love to see that. We were really good in those teams with Niang and on those three-point shooters, so that'd be good.
Yeah, there's a lot of flashes in the pan from that little group. Like Kenny Lofton obviously had a big game at the end of the year. Keyonte had some big games. Even Taylor Hendricks had some like moments that were like, dang. And obviously Walker Kessler could be a dog. Depending, so never know.
Yeah, for sure. I will say, maybe I'm in the minority, but I'm not a huge fan of Kenny Lofton just because of the fit with like our other guys. So I don't know. Maybe like he could still be on the team, but I don't know how much minutes he'd get depending on like his fit with everybody else. I just don't know if he'll be the best, but he's a dog on the G League at least. So maybe we'll keep him on there. But
yeah, he's an interesting one because we like. It's almost like the John Collins thing where, like, Kenny Lofton's not really big enough to play the five. Mm-hmm. I mean, but he's also not a wing at all. Like, he can't dribble the ball very well. And teams just don't have power forwards. So it is a weird fit. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Different.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the bracket for the NBA playoffs.
Yep.
We have playoff basketball right now. Isn't that like... crazy, like this season has gone by so fast. I don't know, especially since like we've been doing the podcast and I've been watching more games. Yeah, it's just been so fast. So we're already in the playoffs. I guess we're gonna go through together all of our predictions for the entire playoffs. We're gonna start with the first round matchups, but I guess as you were kind of thinking of your bracket, do you have like any sleeper teams, or do you have any predictions or insights to how you made your bracket?
Well, I think something interesting. I think there's a. I, I'm we've talked a lot about how much better the West is than the East this year. But it's interesting how like the top teams in the West, for the most part, are young teams, which I don't necessarily expect to make deep runs. However, the West is just so deep. When I watch the play-in games, holy cow, so competitive.
Pretty exciting, yeah.
And it'd be a tough pull for a 1-2 seed to have to play the Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a tough first-round matchup if you get the first and second seed.
Definitely.
How are you approaching it?
You know, I kind of went mostly by higher seed, but a little bit of variation in a couple teams I got as an upset. I won't spoil it, but let's just get into.
Dang. So you don't have matchups. Any like Farley Dickinson's or St. Peter's in your bracket?
I will say I put the Bucks maybe a little bit too far just because of my fandom.
Okay.
Having lived in Milwaukee for 2 years, but
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's start in the West since we were just talking about it. The first game, first seed, Oklahoma City, New Orleans. Oklahoma City's already up one game. What are your thoughts on that series?
No Zion in this series also. He could come back, but at least for game two and moving forward, he's hurt. I got the Thunder in six games. I think not experienced enough to pull out a sweep, but I still think they have more talent to take it home. So that's what I got. What about you?
Yeah, that was my thought. I had Oklahoma City in five. I do think they're very good, but yeah, they don't. Were they even a play-in team last year? I guess they probably were.
No, they missed it. Well, they might have been 9 or 10, but they didn't make it. So
yeah, so that's quite the jump to make to all the a bunch of guys who don't know how to play playoff basketball. So yeah, I got Oklahoma City in five.
They got Gordon Hayward. What do you mean?
That's
I'm
true.
Just
yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No deep runs for him though.
Oh yeah. Maybe some spite makes me not want them to go far. But anyways,
yeah, honestly.
What about Clippers Mavericks? A lot of people are saying this is one of the more exciting first round matchups.
Yeah, I honestly think this is the best first round matchup on either side of the bracket. I say, even though LA won the first game, I'm going to say Dallas in seven. Going to go seven games, I think. Depending on Kawhi's health, I guess. I mean, I know they did okay in game one with no Kawhi. You never know with Kawhi Leonard. But I'm going Dallas. I think they're pretty good.
I actually got the same thing. Dallas in seven, baby.
So let's go.
I'm a big believer that Luka Doncic performs in big moments.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just feel like even though they're on the road, and I read a stat that said like almost 75% of the time, if you lose game one, you lose the series.
Yeah.
But with Luka, I think it doesn't matter. I'm gonna take that 25% and say that they could win it in seven.
Oh yeah. Kyrie is a playoff beast too. We always forget about him. But that's gonna be a good series. What about, we got Minnesota Phoenix has shown some fire already. Minnesota up one. What do you think? How's that going to end?
I don't know. It seems like the majority of people are going Suns, but I'm going Timberwolves in six.
Oh, okay.
I love the defense that they've had this year, and I just think maybe KD and Bradley Beal, they're kind of getting a little older.
Yeah.
I don't know if KD's as clutch as he used to be, so Don't record this because that might definitely come back to bite me. But I don't think they've got it in them to win this series. So I got Timberwolves in six.
Yeah, that's actually what I've got as well. Minnesota in six. I think.
Don't clip it.
As far as team basketball goes, I feel like it's a no brainer. Minnesota's doing a lot of really good things. Phoenix is just getting old. Yeah, so
they don't really have a point guard either, which is tough.
We'll see. I think two games is reasonable to drop to the Suns, though. They got a couple home games, so we'll see.
Right. I will say in the regular season, the Suns, I think, won three, maybe four of their regular season games, which is pretty interesting. But I think Rudy Gobert will guard Nurkic, but Karl-Anthony Towns should not guard Kevin Durant.
No, definitely not.
I've heard Jaden McDaniels,
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Towns will have to guard Grayson Allen, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
But
that's a tough matchup the other way around too, though. Who's going to guard
right.
Kat?
Yeah, that's true. Like if they bully themselves in the paint, that would help them a lot on the offensive end for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But then we got Nuggets and Lakers, a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Big boy Yoke. Who do you got?
I think it's early in the playoffs. Lakers got a big win. But I'm not going to say Lakers. I realized it sounded like I was leading to that. But I think Denver still wins. But I do think they drop one game to the Lakers. I'm going to say Denver in five.
That's exactly what I got. Give me Gru in this series. Nikola Jokic in five. So I got the same.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What go back to the top of the East. Boston, Miami, which is crazy that was our Eastern Conference Finals last year. Now it's our 1-8 matchup. But what do you think is going to happen there?
It's the only sweep I got. Four games and Celtics move on. I think it's easy money for them. Yep.
Yeah, that's actually my only sweep as well. Yeah, Boston is so good. I'm, to be honest, having a hard time seeing anybody beating them. But
barring injuries, of course, because, you know, Porzingis has had a lot of those. But yeah, no, they look. Sam Hauser looks like Klay Thompson out there, honestly. So four games,
so good. What about Cleveland, Orlando, our boy Donovan Mitchell against Jingle and Joe?
Man, I got Cavaliers in seven.
Okay,
I think Donovan Mitchell.
Interesting.
He always performs in the playoffs. He already dropped 30 in game one, and so I don't know. I got them.
I think this is a case of Orlando being young, but I do think they're a really good team to look out for next year. But I got Cleveland in six, even though we kind of need Cleveland to lose so that Donovan Mitchell will dip out of town. But I think
I will say, as we're recording this episode, the Cavaliers are up by 11 points with 1 minute left in game two. They're about to go up 2-0, which should help them a lot. So.
Yeah, that will help a lot.
Yeah.
We'll move into your boys from Milwaukee.
Oh.
They're playing the offensively hot Pacers, or they have been at least certain points this season. What you think they could pull off the dub?
Of course. I got my boys. I got the Bucks in six.
Okay, nice.
So that's, I don't know, that's what I got. I gotta throw a little bit of bias towards Milwaukee. I love those guys. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I actually have Milwaukee going in five.
Oh, shoot. I was just going to say, they don't know exactly when Giannis is going to get back, but they look pretty good in game one without him. So.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, too, I saw at halftime Dame had 35, and then he ended with 35. Which, it's just crazy that he was able to pretty much beat them in the first half.
Yeah.
So I'll say five. They might drop a game. Indiana's got that in them, I think, so.
For sure. And then we got Knicks and Sixers. This should be a good series, although really Joel Embiid's playing on one leg.
Yeah.
But who do you got for that?
I say this one goes six, probably New York, though. Yeah, not a fully healthy Embiid, which is pretty much the same story every playoffs. And Joel Embiid, that's just who he is in the playoffs, I feel like. But anyways, New York's looking pretty good. I like OG Anunoby a lot. I've been so impressed with how he's fit that team. And they don't even have Julius Randle, as far as I can tell.
I like Deuce McBride on their team. He's been averaging 15 points a game on 40% from three, which is amazing.
Really nice.
He's been like their Jordan Clarkson. Yeah, I actually got Knicks in six also. So.
Nice. Okay. I think we made all the same first round picks, which is all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we stay in the East since we're here already, I guess. Or I guess it's the same. Boston, Cleveland, who you got in that series?
Ooh, I like this series, but man, Celtics, they're good. I'm going to give them a win in five games.
Ooh, okay. That's what I said too. They're so good.
We're on the same page. On the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. This one almost seems like it's going to be pretty chalk this year, but you never know.
Yeah, I think the Celtics ended up with a really easy path, at least at the beginning, so...
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, and then I guess we'd both have Bucks Knicks, right?
Yep, that's right.
Who do you got for that?
I could see this one going seven games. But I've got Milwaukee actually winning series. I just trust Milwaukee's got some guys who have playoff experience. Giannis shows up in the playoffs. most of the time. So
if he's available, yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So in the 7-game series, I'll say in 7 Milwaukee. Who you got in that one?
Dude, I've been flip-flopping this one back mm-hmm. and forth, honestly. My head says Knicks, but my heart says Bucks, so I'm going Bucks in 6 again.
Hey, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, that home court definitely helps the Bucks too, I think.
Actually, no, the Knicks have home court in that.
Oh, they're too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they flip-flopped at the last game of the season, I'm pretty sure.
That's so right. I was assuming that would thinking, be. Yeah,
yeah, we'll see. It should be a good series, though.
Okay, and then back to top of the West, Oklahoma City and Dallas, I believe, is who we both had.
Yep.
Who were you taking in that one?
This is where I might be different than you. I put Mavericks in 7.
Oh, okay. I actually had Oklahoma City in 7, but I'm curious
okay,
to hear.
Okay, we'll talk about it. So same reason as before. The Thunder are young. They haven't had the playoff experience. That's what everyone's saying. They also have been like not the greatest rebounding team, and I think the Mavericks have been decent at rebounding. But when it comes down to the end of these games, they're going to be close. I trust Luka to hit the shots more than I do the guys on the Thunder. Don't clip this either, but I do think just when it comes down to it, do I want Kyrie and Luka or do I want people on the Thunder? I want Kyrie and Luka, so give me Mavericks in 7.
That's so true. Ugh. Yeah, I picked Oklahoma City just because I think matchup-wise, there's some matchup nightmares for the Oklahoma City's got some guys that are hard to match up with if you're Dallas. Also, talk about teams that have not easy paths. Dallas, that'd be crazy if they had to play the Clippers, the Thunder, and then either the Nuggets or the Wolves, who are both tied for the 1 seed a week ago. Oh, that would be a rough path. But yeah, I'm taking Oklahoma City. I think it'll be a good game series, though. 7 games either way, I think we predicted. So,
yeah,
good series. And then that leaves us with Minnesota-Denver, which I think will be a really good series. Who do you think? Pull that one out.
I got Nuggets in 6 games.
Okay.
I'm really high on the Nuggets. I don't think teams are going to have a stop for Jokic. This team is just built so well around him. It's like almost impossible to guard. So
yeah,
if they hit their threes or if Jokic does his thing, I just don't see them losing. So
I agree. I said Denver in 6. One interesting thing I've been thinking about, I'm really hoping for Rudy Gobert that he can prove the playoff stereotype wrong, where people say that he can be game planned out of playoff games. I don't know how he would do that against Denver, but it's an interesting matchup. A little better for him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a little better for him by having Jokic. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
At least he doesn't have to guard James Harden on the switch. So
yeah, definitely.
That'll be good. Okay, and then I guess, do you want to just stay in the West now?
Yeah.
So I guess for you, it'd be Thunder and Nuggets. But for me, it's Mavericks, Nuggets. But who do you got?
Yeah, in Denver, Oklahoma City, I've got Denver in 6. I think that's where, for me, that's where the Oklahoma City's age really, really catches up to them.
Right, right.
Denver's just so experienced. I think they get back to the finals this year.
I got the same thing. I guess mine would be over the Mavericks, but still Nuggets in 6 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about already. They're so good.
They're so good.
It's hard to beat them.
Then that takes us to the East, which I believe is the same, should be Boston-Milwaukee. Who you got? You got for that one?
Celtics in 6 games.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. I'm pretty high on the Celtics as long as they don't get injured. I don't see anybody in the East being able to beat them, so.
I've got Boston in 5. I think, I just think Milwaukee, I really just don't think that Damian Lillard fits very well. I think it'll work out for them in a couple of rounds, but against Boston, I think it's going to be pretty bad. And especially if by that point Giannis is probably, if he's not in healthy now, he's not going to be 100% by then. So,
would you say that of any of the teams in the East that Milwaukee has the best chance at beating the Celtics, or who would you say has the best chance at maybe giving them a series?
I really don't like New York. Oh, New York's just got defenders. I probably like New York just a little bit better matchup wise. Talent wise though, yeah, Milwaukee's probably the best.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would say Milwaukee just because they're just Dame and Giannis just being able to will you to wins.
That's true.
Even then, it's hard to see that anybody can stop the Celtics in the East. So
then that leaves, I believe, both of our finals at Denver-Boston, which mm-hmm. is what we thought we were going to have last year, but didn't really work out for Boston, obviously.
Yeah, maybe we should have put the Heat instead, but
no. Yeah,
I'm good.
Who you got? Who you think's taking it all this year?
I got Celtics in 7 games.
Oh,
okay.
It's
going to be a close series. I just think the Celtics, they've had such a historic year stat-wise and game-wise. It's their year to win. I think Tatum finally gets his ring. But I could see it going either way because both of these teams are really good.
Yeah, our brackets are actually pretty close. We didn't even talk about this before, but I also have Boston in 7. I think... I actually think that's going to be a great series. Like, I'm excited if that happens because I mm-hmm. think, the basketball is going to be incredible. The chess match that'll be happening.
Yes, I don't know how they're going to stop Jokic. Kristaps is too light. He gets bodied in the paint. But also, how are you going to stop the Celtics on the other side, anyways? Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be good.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if you're the Celtics, if you just have to, because they're so good at guarding 1 through 4. If Porzingis is out, especially. So, like, I wonder if you just make Jokic beat you, but that's a dangerous game to play, too, because he can beat you by himself.
He'll give you 40 easily. Yeah,
so that's a tough one. But we'll see what happens. Looks like Cavs just finished off game 2. They're up 2-0 now.
Okay. And the Knicks are up by 5 with 8 minutes to go. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah.
Tough.
Well, I love those predictions.
Yeah.
I'll say... Just to end that note, we are not we don't know basketball as well as any other casual fan. Maybe a little bit better. We've been doing the podcast for a bit, but we'd love to hear your takes and who you got winning the tournament, the NBA playoffs this year. And of course, let us know if you feel like your team got snubbed or if there's anything you'd change with our predictions.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to hear your opinions. We would love to get in some debates with you guys. Like, you know, we love sports, good sports debate. So it makes it fun. I think that's what we hear. So just kind of as we wrap up our show today, lots of interesting local sports stuff going on. Obviously, if you've been living under a rock here in Utah, Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns is the new head coach of the BYU basketball. Really great hire, I think. What was your impressions of him so far?
I think it's phenomenal. I honestly think this is the best case scenario that
absolutely.
BYU could have gotten of any coach there is, right? Because I mean, you got to find somebody that's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I don't know if I didn't even know about Kevin Young before he got signed.
Yeah,
we were talking about maybe Mark Madsen, but it sounded like he was kind of set with his job at Cal. So I don't know. I think this is best case scenario and much more. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a huge hire. I was a little nervous about it. He doesn't have any college coaching experience specifically with recruiting. It's a little concerning. He's also staying with the Suns until they're out of the playoffs, which is... This is kind of crunch time, college basketball. But something interesting that kind of has to do with the Jazz, it's rumored that Ryan Smith was the one who footed the bill to pay Kevin Young. So I don't know. That's just a rumor, but it's coming. I've heard it on KSL and a couple other places. So really good hire, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the highest paid assistant in the NBA for the Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
He's been a longtime G League coach. It also says that he used to be assistant coach at the UVU basketball team back in 2005. So he's been around to a lot of different places, and he seems to be a very smart basketball mind.
Yeah.
And so if anything, I think guys will want to come play for BYU just because they want to learn from him when they go to the NBA. He knows a lot of those high level concepts and plays that the NBA guys run. And so we can start to build that here at BYU also.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's a guy who's familiar to Utah. Somebody asked Danny Ainge about it in the press conference. He said that he was on the short list to hire last when they hired Will Hardy. He's also been offered the Utah Flash job back when we were the Utah Flash, our minor league team. So he's familiar with the state. So a really good hire.
We'll love to see how that goes.
Yeah, and then just one last quick thing. We know we've kind of beat a dead horse a little with this hockey team, but we're just so excited.
I am so excited.
It's going to be so awesome.
Are you ready to watch the NHL playoffs right now too?
Oh, dude, it's so awesome. We're,
I've
dude,
never
I don't
watched
you...
them in my life.
Yeah, dude. I'm about to get into hockey.
I'm trying to, but the NBA playoffs get in the way because they're usually at the
that
same
does.
Time. But no, we're going to get into hockey for sure, for sure.
It's interesting. Ryan Smith, I saw him he was on Pat McAfee today, and he talked about how they had like a couple thousand season ticket holder deposits, and that only 400 of those were people who were season ticket holders to the Jazz. So we're like hitting a whole new demographic, which is sweet.
That's hype.
But if you want to support the team, there's an event going on Wednesday, April 24th. So it's probably in a couple of days or tomorrow, depending on when you listen to this. There's a plaza party and a celebration. It's completely free. It says there will be J-Dogs, drinks, snacks, music, games, giveaways. So if you want to go support and you're not doing finals like us, that's a great opportunity to get outside with you and your family.
Yeah, I think I was talking to my family a little bit about this, and I don't even know if we'll have a name by the next NHL season, because apparently the Coyotes owner retained the name Coyotes in the transaction, so we can't be the Coyotes, unfortunately. Oh. So no Tuned In Coyotes, but
yeah,
we also don't. I don't know if we really have time to brand like a whole NBA team or NHL team and have that ready to go in the Delta Center by next year. So we might just be like Utah hockey team. Or like the Washington football team.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It's kind of like the Charlotte Hornets did that back when they were the Bobcats, and they took their name back and took their history back, I guess. I don't know, kind of interesting.
Yeah, nobody wants to remember the Bobcats, but I remember having them on, I don't know, like NBA 2K13 or 12.
Yeah,
and they were just terrible, man. I think that was the year they won like 8 games.
Oh,
nobody wants to remember them.
That might be the worst team ever. Yeah, so bad.
I think they literally are the worst team ever.
Yeah. Oh, so bad, dude.
So hopefully that's not us next year in the NHL, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, thank you for joining us on our podcast today. You might notice this episode's just a little bit shorter than we have been doing. We're gonna
still
try to focus.
Still a decent bit today.
Yeah, we're gonna try to focus this summer on just doing shorter episodes. Obviously, we don't have games to talk about. But we'll hopefully have a lot to talk about with the Jazz, and so we hope that these shorter episodes will give you maybe a more bite-sized version of what we've done all season.
Yeah, we'll keep up with the weekly episodes. So listen to us on your way to work, or whenever you like to listen to your podcasts. And we'll keep you informed with everything Jazz, as well as a lot of interesting topics regarding the NBA. So, yeah, stay tuned in. We're going to have a good off season as well.
Yes, sir. Stay safe out there and have a great week.
Take care.